can't see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store. A customer is just leaving. Listen.
All right, Miss Barton, much obliged. Come in again. Mom, you hear what she said about Miss Palmer?
No, I hear her mention her name, but I never heard what she said. What was it?
Well, sir, she's got some sort of a newfangled carpet sweeper in this morning.
A broom, you mean?
No, not according to Miss Pomeroy. It was a regular little machine with wheels on it of some kind. Got a long handle on it. You just sort of push it around the room. You saw pictures of them in the wish book.
Oh, yeah, sure. Carpet sweepers.
It come in the morning from the mail order house. All the women folks in town's been over there looking at it, she said.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one thing you got to say for Earl Pomeroy. He is good to his woman.
Yes, he is.
Buys her all that new modern stuff.
Oh, he's a good provider. There ain't no two ways about it. I hate to see it happen, though.
Hate to see it?
Why, sure. Now, every other woman in this town will think they got to have one, too. And that includes Elizabeth. And, Mom, I just don't believe in pampering them too much, you know.
Yeah, a feller does have to watch that.
Yeah, be nice to them, but don't overdo it.
Did Gilroy Adams call me while I was over across the street getting the mail?
No, he never. Ain't he got that building permit thing straightened out yet?
Yeah, he issued me a permit, all right. And Hugh Garrett's back on the job, but Gilroy didn't know how much of a fine I was going to have to pay, and he's going to look it up.
How much of a fine?
Yeah. Gilroy said they had to slap a fine on me for starting to build without it.
Oh, my goodness, they lie.
Said he hated to do it, but that was the law. I hope it ain't going to be very much.
Well, how come them to notice that you was building without no permit?
I don't know, but I've got a suspicion that the Widder Cobb had something to do with it.
She did, huh?
Looks like that old biddy's just trying to make as much trouble for me as she can. No telling what she's aiming on doing next.
I know what she could do. She could burn the house down.
Well, don't go putting no ideas in her head. She's got enough of her own.
It would be better, though, I reckon, if she'd wait till you get more of it built first.
Granny, I can't let nothing else happen to that house. I've just got to get it done, Abner, and get them childishes into it and out of my place. If they have to live with me much longer, I'm going to go stark, raving, mad, crazy, insane.
Well, sir, I was beginning to think you were getting used to that. And here,
Bob. I think he's broke at least one leg on every piece of furniture I got over there.
Well,
and I don't dare say nothing to him. Every time I even as much as scowl at him, his mama and papa both give me that look.
What look?
Well, I don't know just how to explain it.
Do they say anything to you?
No, not a word. Just give me that look.
Well,
if they'd just say something, it'd be a lot better. Then we could get into a good argument about it and get things sort of straightened out.
Yeah, that's the way me and Elizabeth does.
That's the whole trouble over there. Nobody says nothing. I don't know why it is, but they've got me to where I'm practically afraid to do anything around there. You'd think I was living with them instead of them living with me.
Well, why don't you just stand right up and tell them that's your house?
And get thrown out? Oh, no, sir. I've got to have a place to live, too, don't forget.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Take, for instance, the radio. The other night they had some program on there, terrible thing. Some varmint was strangling a woman. Weren't fit to listen to.
You weren't doing a good job of it, huh?
I wanted to listen to the Alka-Seltzer news, so I went over and changed the station.
Huh.
And just as I sat down, that little Caldwell rest over there and turned it back on to that terrible program again. So then I started to get up to turn the radio back to the news, and I got it again. That look.
What'd you do then?
What could I do? Just sit back down in my chair and listen to the man strangle the woman.
You mean just on account of the way they looked at you?
Abner, I wish you could be over there some night and see that look they get in their eye. It's worse than if they had a bead on me with a shotgun.
Well, I dog as I wouldn't let some little old thing like that bother me.
Oh, yes, you would. You just don't know.
Well, how did it come out? Did they catch the feller that strangled her?
I don't know. I got it all mixed up with the two shows we had to listen to after that.
You mean you sat up there all that time just to listen to two more shows?
Well, what else could I do? The radio's in the parlor, and half of them was sitting on the Davenport, and that's where I sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it? Well, couldn't you sort of just hang around it? You wanted to get to bed? Like, for instance, getting up and winding the clock or something?
I tried that. I wound it so many times, I finally broke the spring, and the whole thing flew all over the living room floor.
Huh.
Then they all jumped up and told me to keep quiet so they could hear the show.
Well,
and you already heard them other two shows. They was worse than the first ones. Ghosts, murders, fist fights, I don't know what all. Heard two old fellers run the store. Talking that hillbilly talk.
Oh, then glad I never heard that.
Worst thing, one of them, was the silly one, put me in mind of you right small.
Oh, well, good for him. What night are them shows on?
Every night, seems like.
Well.
And the worst part of it is, you ought to see the way them youngins eat that stuff up.
Even them two little twins?
Oh, they're the worst ones. And speaking of eating, that's all them two little ones do all day long.
Good appetite, huh?
Oh, my goodness. I've never saw them yet when they didn't have cold biscuit and jelly stuck in their face.
Yeah, doggy, that is pretty good.
I wouldn't mind so much if they actually eat it, but they always leave part of it laying around the house summers. Ants crawling all over it.
Huh.
I don't believe there's a single day since they've come there that I ain't sat down on a piece of biscuit and jelly.
Well, you ought to be careful where you're set long. You're going to starve them little young'uns to death. What flavor jelly is that, too?
I don't know. You can't tell by sitting on it.
Blackberry, I like the best. That's the one. That's my favorite kind.
All I can say is if I don't get that other house built for them pretty quick, I'm going to have to build one for myself with padded walls in it.
Oh,
who's that coming up out there? Oh, Ulysses, you never know him.
Yeah.
Don't favor yourself.
Well, Mom, if I was you now, I'd just set my foot down over there and just tell them what's what.
Well, every time I set down my foot, it winds up on a piece of biscuit and jelly. Or else one of little Caldwell's roller skates.
Well, I still know. Howdy, Ulysses.
Yeah, come on in, Ulysses.
Yeah, okay.
How are you today?
Oh, okay, Mom.
Uh-huh. What can we do for you?
Well, my woman, Carrie, sent me down here for a bowl of dress goods.
Oh, have you used the other enough already?
Yeah, it's all gone.
Ain't been but about a year since you got that last one.
No.
Yeah, let's see. I reckon you want something pretty fancy. We got some new patterns in. Lay a couple out on the counter there, Abby.
Yeah, I'm getting them right now.
I see that, and he's getting out there now, Ulysses. That's a nice one. How'd that do?
Well, okay, I guess, Mom.
Uh-huh. Or that next one there is nice, too. How about that? The one with the tulips on it.
Well, okay.
Or let's see what else would be good.
Okay.
You wouldn't want no Alton flannel, would you?
Okay.
Well, let's see. Andrew, get that out on the bottom of the stack there.
No, no, he don't want that, Mom. The Blevins has got a bowl of that a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I seen him at church last Sunday, old dyke down.
Oh, the whole wagon load of them, yeah.
Made up into a nice dress for Miss Blevins.
Yeah, and the young'uns look nice, too. I did think it had a little too many flowers in it for Eugene's shirt, though.
Oh, I don't think so.
I was looking at them over in a pew, and I couldn't tell whether I was looking out the window or still inside the church. All them flowers and grass-looking stuff on it.
I thought it looked right nice. However, I will say it was a little too light-colored for little Woodrow's overhauls. Now, you'll have them things dirty inside of 2 days.
Yeah, you're right about that. But it made up into uncommonly nice-looking underwear for them.
How'd you know that?
Well, I seen it hanging on the clothesline this morning when I delivered the groceries over there.
Oh, well, Ulysses, what'll it be, green or orange?
Orange is okay, I guess, love.
Well, that's a good selection. That's pretty.
I was just sort of thinking to myself, though. Want to get your ideas on it, Lum. Will that be okay for the window curtains, too?
Oh, yeah, lovely. That's a good idea, having all the children dressed alike in your shirt and the woman's dress and the window curtains.
Well, okay, then.
Yeah, let's see now. You're going to want about 10 spools of thread with that, too.
For the land's sakes, look at Grandpappy Spears rashing in here.
Hey, Lum.
Now, what is it, Grandpap? What's the matter?
I think the Widder Cobb's up to some trick again.
The Widder Cobb?
What makes you think that, Grandpap?
Well, I just went by the sawmill, and I seen her over there talking to Lester Parks.
Lester Parks? Has them two made up again?
Well, I don't know. They sure had their heads together talking like a pigeon-toed parrot.
Oh, well, that don't particular mean nothing, Grandpap.
Sir, I'll bet you Lum don't get that house built for way in the middle of the winter.
Now, what gave you that idea?
Because I heard the widder say it'll be a cold day before that house is built.
Huh.
Oh, my goodness. I, Grannies, I better get on over there right now. I've just got to get that house built.
Well, now, just what is the widow up to this time?